before it goes to the school district, so this is not a final action, but this is, just keeps us from spending any money that, that we don't need to spend if we don't want to do it.
Would, on an annual basis, would we have to pay taxes to the school district?
No, we would not have to pay anything to anyone on it.
Okay. And I'll make a motion, we proceed forward with resolution 2011.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Very nice for us to have that piece of property. Item 6.3, consideration and approval of ordinance number 2011-99, reviewing the CenterPoint Energy and Text rate increase request, denying the requested increase in rates, ordering that no change in rates occur, and requiring the reimbursement of rate case expenses. David.
Over the last couple of years, we've had this running gun battle with CenterPoint Energy, both on gas and electric, of where in their rate request they want to establish a COSA, which is a cost of service adjustment, where they want to have built in percentage increase without coming back for approval. The city of Short Acres has primary jurisdiction in rate approvals, and this would allow them to do it by their own formula. We have had our accountants, and I say our accountants, not the city's accountants, but we joined in with a coalition, utility coalition, who hired accountants to look at the formula and have determined that it is very much skewed to the benefit of the utility, and that they are collecting an increase on things that should not be eligible for that. And so it's a flawed formula, even if we agreed to the idea of them not having to ever get approvals for increases. And so previously we have opposed that. We have filed a suit. We won the suit, and the suit is under appeal. And even though we have won our suit and it's been appealed by CenterPoint, we still have this pending rate case that we need to dispose of. And so this just holds the line in the same position, saying that we refuse their rate increase, and that we deny that, and that also under state law we are eligible to recover our costs of doing that research and the legal to review it. And this asks us to be reimbursed. Sadly, I think most of this is going to just be a formality, because the Intex is going to just do what they want to do until the lawsuit that's pending is resolved, and that might bring some closure to it. There was also, I would mention, an effort made during this legislative session to change the state law to make this automatic, to preempt this, to give them the authority to do the COSA so that they could get out from under it. They didn't get that law passed, so we're back to where we were before. They're back to where they were before, and so the recommendation, my recommendation, and that of our utilities attorney, which is Herrera and Boyle, is that we deny the rate increase and request the refunding of the cost.
I
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried. Item 6.4, consideration and approval of resolution number 2011-61, authorizing the city administrator to retain the services of an architect to provide professional services, including development of drawings, specifications, construction documents, and construction administration for the renovation of the public works building. David.
Good evening. In the current budget, we appropriated $80,000 for the purpose of repairing the storm damaged public works building. The offices, the restrooms, break rooms have been unusable since the storm, so we find ourselves in the same boat as some of those people that have taken 3 years to recover. And the time has arrived. While it is just a remodel, there are added complications in that it is a public building. We will have to meet windstorm requirements as a public building. We'll also have to meet the flood requirements, accessibility requirements. And so it behooves us to do it right and to use an architect and an engineer to do that. This proposal is from PDG Architects, who would also procure within this all the engineering work for both the windstorm and the structural. This elevates the interior office space in the building. This tonight does not define the floor plan or the specifics of the construction, but rather the production of the construction drawings and specifications and bidding. It includes also project management, so this includes the oversight of the contract by the architect. It is about 6% higher on the project cost than I think it should be. I think that they were conservative in making the numbers large. This is not a fixed sum agreement. The hourly rates are in the back, and I fully intend to ride herd on it and make sure that it comes in as low as possible. I think there is some advantage of using this particular architectural firm. Professional services in Texas, as you know, we can't go out for competitive bid. You're supposed to pick your professional and then get what we have right here, which is a proposal, and decide yes or no, and if you decide no, then move on to the next one. So this starts the process whether we use them or not. I think there's an advantage, however, since this is the architect on the police station. They're going to be here on another project. There's an economy of having them on site for two projects at one time. There's a familiarity. This architect has already worked with me and seen me mark up and reject and return plans over and over, so they know what they're dealing with. I think we're past the learning curve, and so we're ready to move on rapidly on this project. Unlike the police station, this project, however, is a complete in-house funded, so we don't have all of the other interference from the state agencies and federal agencies beyond the regulatory requirements of windstorm and accessibility and those things. So I think we can move very quickly. He's up to speed on the project, and I've been very happy with his work product and working with him on the police station and accomplishing the things that we wanted to see done with that building.
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
So they gave us a bid for 1, 2, 3. I think I see the problem. Do we go from phase 3 to phase 5?
Well, that's really phase 4. It's labeled 5.
That's a typo.
It
came to 16, and we're authorizing 18. Is that what we're doing?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what we're doing? We're giving ourselves a contingency?
Yes. I built a contingency into that. My goal is to bring it in at 14. But I don't want us to get high center. We have to come back to council and have a debate midstream with an architect. That would not be that wouldn't be good. All of which comes out of the $80,000, which is budgeted for it, and I'm highly motivated to get tangible facility instead of planning documents that aren't going to do anything for us. So every $100 or $1,000 I can push out of engineering and architectural ends up being more hard facility for us.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Meeting is adjourned at 8:45 p.m.